faithful servant. We live in a world where faithful people are decreasing. I believe no one wanted to work with any unfaithful people. Companies, organizations, and even ministries are only looking forward to having people who have quality character and are faithful in their work. Especially when you work in a team, even one unfaithful action can negatively impact the team. The Bible says in Colossians chapter 3, verse 23 and 24, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters. Since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward, it is the Lord Christ you are serving." Bible teaches us to be faithful in everything we do. Whether you are doing a small or big job, the principle is simple. Be faithful. Do it with passion and perseverance. When I worked for a big corporate, the hectic work culture and the way the employer treated me and my colleagues bothered me so much. So I was at a point where I worked just because I had no option. But when I thought about the poor customers who are going through challenges in life, they don't deserve to be mistreated because my employer mistreated me. It was an eye-opening insight. God put in my heart that I am a child of God and I represent God in my workplace, so I should do my job with passion and not for the sake of doing it. So I started to do my job with more compassion and it changed everything. I began to realize how even my small compassionate words comforted my customers. That day I realized when we work with all our heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters, it spreads the love of God through us to the people around us. As the children of God, we don't serve any supervisors of this world, but only one master, and his name is Jesus Christ. So as you listen to me, you might be going through a challenging season where you have a hard time working wherever you are with all your heart and passion because people around you treat you badly. Or you might be struggling in a relationship where you have a hard time loving and caring for the person for any reason. Change your focus point from that person to God. Now onward, whenever you talk to them or do your work, think that you're doing it for God. Give your 100% of your heart towards it and give the best out of you. Even when others may not deserve it, just give it. And you will see the differences happening in and around you profoundly. Reaching the lost through the gospel is not only through the big gospel campaigns, but even through our simple, godly actions and character wherever God placed us in life. When you hire a person to paint your house, you have certain expectations about the result. And if that person is unfaithful in doing his work and ruined your expectation, how do you feel? Just similarly, whatever you do in life, whether it's your job, relationship, even cleaning your house, do it with passion and with all your heart, because you are not doing it to please you or your supervisor, but God. Thank you for tuning into UGM Inspirations. Engage, inspire.